Hello guys, welcome to Conversations. It's Barasha and MC, and we are happy to have you here.
You know,
MC really wants to say something. MC,
you know, this is something. Part of Conversations. This is small talks.
Actually. Yeah. I forgot to mention, this is small talks. Yeah.
So we wanted to have some small conversations. So we're like, we can't call it conversations. So small talks.
Yeah, you see, sometimes you really can't have the whole conversation. Yeah.
Like just have to bring up a few things
and someone stops you and you can't have the conversation.
For example, how does man you get beaten 7-0? You know, such conversations when you just have small talks.
These guys attacking me directly. But anyway, I mean, like I said, small talks.
You know,
we win when we want, don't force us. Yeah? So anyway, we shall be giving you a little bit of this and that on what's going on. You see something like 7 hug, 10 hug. Yeah, and also what's happening in Kampala events,
you know,
which
the nightlife, you
nightlife,
know.
Which DJ dropped a mix, who's doing what, you know, to keep you a little in on the information.
Does a love rugby give you a few tips on that?
A few tips how? When did you last play rugby, MC? Yeah, but for the rugby lovers, you can always come through for the game, so make sure
Pirates.
Pirates strong. This one is a recently converted fan from watching nothing to watching Pirates,
you know?
Yeah, so.
But I'm getting all the love, so now I love the Pirates fans.
That's yeah, so we'll be giving you a highlight on top events, hotspots in Kampala.
Mm-hmm.
The urban crowd won't want to miss, you know?
Where would you want to go? Purchase your tracks. Where would you want to be at? We're going to give you a little information. I'll give you the
medicine. MC just had his ancestors talking to him. That was a dry spell of. Anyway, so catch you in the next episode, in the next segment rather. We should be bringing you that and more. Yeah,
definitely.
Thank you. Welcome back from the break. Ivan had the running stomach, so we had to.
That's a good way to enter. Huh? You had to slide a bit. Well, welcome back from the break. Before he just messed it all up, but anyway, this is what we have for you. You know.
Yeah. So in the past few days, there's been a lot going on, events and whatnot, and we thought some of you could have gone for a couple of them and, you know, want to hit on a few of them and say this and that about them rather. But let's start with Baraka's Nana. How do you feel about this song? I really like the jam and it's doing well all over East Africa. Kigali, it's doing well in Kigali, it's doing Kenya, it's doing well here. Just stepped into Malawi from what I've heard.
Exactly.
And a couple of other countries. And it's doing really well.
I mean, I think the song is amazing. I'm lucky that I got to hear it before it got out also.
Yeah.
And also, I love it because it's my boy, Axon.
Yeah, man.
And I'm happy that people so now recognize
Yeah, starting to work, give him his flowers, you know.
Giving his flowers. Like, yesterday, Shiba posted some TikTok. I don't know what she was saying, but
she said they got a beauty them.
Yeah. But,
yeah, man, that guy is a great lad and is a very good person. For the people that know him on a personal level, he's a very good person, and no wonder he makes so much music. It's very,
you know, he's a
wonder.
Good producer and basically accent to the world, you know.
Accent
like
to the
world.
The
Godfather, you know.
The Godfather is doing so well, and I don't like that people. Maybe it's a good thing, bad thing or good thing. I do not know. People were coming out to say, you know, Baraka, is he going to keep the consistency? And I was looking at these guys like, you guys, just because it's Nana that you've had doesn't mean that there isn't music out there that Baraka is doing very well.
You know, nowadays, basically, I don't really care about those things, you know. Nowadays, about putting out their quality. You see, these guys are talking things. Still, they're the ones to come and listen. How are they going to know this song is not good? How
without, do they without listening to it?
Exactly. They'll first go and listen to the jam.
So, guys, we should learn to listen to music more.
No, appreciate what you have.
No, the thing is,
people from your place.
What I believe is, people here hear music, but they do not listen to music. You understand what I mean? Yeah? They hear music, but they do not listen. Like, hearing, I could simply be passing through the corridors and hear a sound like, oh, I heard you guys talking, but I didn't really mind. But then when I'm passing through the corridors and I see you guys and I listen, then I was more intentional. I listened in on the conversation and, you know, I really wanted to know what you guys were talking about. So there's more people hearing music than there is. That,
and also, again, because in Uganda, basically, everywhere there's music, you know, like the parties, the same music everywhere. So
you end up are you trying to say that we are used to a certain type of sound?
You guys are used to a certain way of sound. And when you hear something different, you take long to accept it. But when you accept it, slowly. This is what's happening.
So we like what we are used to.
Yeah, I could say. Even when people come here, don't you see they try to do the same sound as yours? Like, you see when artists come to do collaborations here, instead of doing something, they're trying to fit in. Because Ugandans, they have a way they love their own sound.
Yeah, and it's good market for music. Ugandans love music, so it's good market.
And this guy is party so much. So, but basically, again, because music is changing in Uganda, you know, they used to be the chameleons, but now it's no longer the same way. As these kids are coming out, they're blowing up, they're going international, they're no longer looking at the local market, you know.
Yeah.
So, because now the local market is good by those artists, you know. Now the international market, these kids are trying to get there. And they're doing good music. Everyone is witnessing this. So it's hard for them right now, yes.
Yeah.
But in the long run, they'll get there. And these Ugandans will not be able to
afford it's
them.
A good thing to see people like Akson, are the ones responsible for things like this. I love to see that it's taking shape. Everyone sees it. We can't deny it. And I'm happy that it's people like Akson. Akson is a very good person. Like,
you know what's so funny is that they think that Akson producer is a Nigerian.
Let's leave it at that. Don't give away too much. He's a Yoruba man. Don't give away too much. Akson is an African.
You know?
He's Akson. He's the godfather.
Promote his music. Promote, you know. Man, help each other. Doesn't cost you.
But Baraka, shout out to Lob.
Before I say anything, it doesn't cost you to just share, to just like, to just retweet. Nothing. It doesn't cost you a dime, you know?
Yeah.
And these are, you see, when
love don't cost a dime.
Nothing like that. Yeah, but, you know, like when you hear something nice.
Yeah, for the people that came out, everyone at the end of the day has their perception or their opinion on a lot of things. And we can't dictate how you feel about something, but I really feel like Baraka has done it. We should give him his flowers rather than criticize here and there. We've had a chance to chill with a couple of producers other than Akson. And you remember what the other guy was telling us? You know, a lot of people will, for example, be given a beat and they'll be like, you know, change this, change this, change the other. And they end up switching it up instead of, you know,
working.
You know, exactly. Like Baraka's given this beat, worked on it.
And they also want to come to the studio and be like, I want the same song as
and
well.
Exactly.
And
now everyone wants
the same thing, you know?
Yeah. Man, we do not know so much in that department.
Anyway. Guess what? Blankets and Wine is back.
Blankets is back, and guess who's coming?
Woo, Mike.
Doc Shabalaza.
I'm waiting for Mike Ayo.
The last time
he was in Kampala, I was in Rwanda, you know. I didn't feel that vibe, like the love and all that. I was in Kigali. And I'm used to him because we're always chilling in Kigali and all that. But then there's a different feel when he's in Kigali.
Yeah,
you know?
Uganda, like your boy is there performing.
Like, you know,
hey,
in your hood where you know it.
True. And he'll be coming along with Casper Nyoves, Tracy Melon from Troy Studios.
You know.
Ah, couldn't miss that one. And a couple of other acts. And, oof,
no,
can't wait to see
don't
that.
Know them, but we know you. So, saying.
Yeah, but be ready. It's going to be, I think this one is going to be really nice.
It's going
to
be nice, I guess. It's going to be, it's Blankets and Wine, you know.
I mean, it's Blankets.
You know, there's nothing, you know. Buy your tickets early, you know. Get your best tent, you know, whatever. You know, have something you like, though. Prepare for it. You can save early on the 30th, right?
Yeah, the early bird is at 100K and
It
will be 150, I think, after the early bird promotion is off.
You see?
Yeah, so hope to see you there.
You can even pay in installments.
Yeah, you can pay in installments. You can well,
so
not you can
get three or pay in installments.
Just get a cup where you just keep dropping those coins for.
Know?
Yeah, but other than that, Kush celebrated 1 year Friday, Kush Fridays in particular. Yeah,
but I don't know what's wrong with that place. You know? I love it so much, But nowadays, I don't know that the vibe is just a bit.
I do not know. Maybe there's. I could say there's a lot of events going on in Kampala on a Friday.
And again, it's Lent.
And yes, and it's Lent. And well, we can't say the competition has always been there on that street, and they've always made it through. But well, it's Lent, and these days people are more intentional on the fasting. Yeah? People are not drinking alcohol. People are not turning up.
Yeah.
So.
The late period, people are actually fasting.
People
are actually doing that. That's good. But again, on Friday.
But me today, I'll be taking a break. Today, I'm taking a break because it's DJ Boogie's birthday. We're going to.
Oh yeah.
To meet Guy for the Dopamine show. I think it's a Dopamine show. I don't remember.
DJ Boogie.
But Dopamine something. So DJ Boogie. We must be listening to you today evening. Shout out to you. Happy birthday.
But there's something I want to remind you about.
Wagwan.
Yesterday, but one, there was a match where you guys had 0-7, you know, 0-7. It was almost going to
my be number like, is 0-7-8, but
you know, I'm sure why Cristiano Ronaldo was laughing at you guys like almost business. Liverpool,
I think we need to move on from you guys. Emotional damage.
Honestly, I love how Arsenal is playing, you know.
But then you see, at the end of the day,
the game of Arsenal, I was so scared. You know, just I was so scared. I was like,
but I really want to know what happened. I mean, this is United. They managed to hold, they managed to hold the first half 1-0. And after the locker room, it's all going haywire on pitch. I want to believe something happened, or is it just United?
No, it was Liverpool. Klopp went in the dressing room. What did you say? Klopp.
Yeah.
It's called Klopp.
Yeah?
Klopp.
You mad. Klopp. About Krops.
No, Klopp.
Okay.
Klopp went inside the dressing room and was like, you guys, I want you to beat these boys. At least we know we're the 10th.
Afazali.
Afazali. At least here we must shine. Something.
We touched us in the eye.
Wee.
It was a really rough day. But I see at least I'm a rugby supporter and I happen to support Pirates Rugby.
Yeah.
At least we had a win for the weekend. Not everything just went away like that. Elevator went well. We managed to pass by a garage. It was a very fun experience for Fire Fridays. Always come through Elevator Fridays as well. Where did we go to on Friday? Where else? I believe that was it.
That was it. You know?
Yeah.
And next thing we're going to tell you about tomorrow, Women's Day.
But before we go to tomorrow,
what?
Today there's something going on at Kush still.
Our best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds. It will be Kasami, DJ Kas Baby, against Mugume, who is DJ Aluda. And we shall be seeing who takes out the other in the knockout stages. Yeah, I don't know who will make it to the finals, but come to the gender.
I'm not going to go on sides, you know? I'm just going to be there.
I don't think you can take a side. For us,
when it's good music, it's good music.
It's good music, yeah. For us, we're just there for the vibes.
Yeah.
You guys should come through.
If they didn't fight, for us, we shall
come through.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, we shall be at Wikidi.
Wikidi.
With DJ Alza.
Mm-hmm.
And DJ Faizo, and obviously DJ Asmatic, hosted by myself, Mr. Barasha. Yeah.
You already know.
And we shall have, tomorrow, we shall have Women's Day.
Tomorrow is Women's Day.
These days, what I would say is
Women's Day has changed.
Those days there would be so much hype around, like, you know, my mother.
Valentine's has taken it. Valentine's. I just said Valentine's.
Valentine's is like, look, Women's Day, by the way.
Yeah. No, women have taken over, my friend. All the dates are there. There's Mother's Day, there's Women's Day, there's Valentine's.
But I've always heard there's a Father's Day. Like, I do not know.
Yeah, there's Father's Day.
When is it?
I've forgotten, but there's a Father's Day. So I've forgotten. It's just one day now. that's the only thing.
MC, are you not a father?
Why?
Are you not a father, MC?
Why?
So you believe in getting children in the bedroom?
I don't want kids right now, you know? I love kids. I really want to have kids, but not right now. It's not my thing right now.
What do you mean it's not your thing?
It's not right now. I want to be able to run around, you know.
Run around doing
do
what?
A few things there and there that are bad.
Run around.
No,
yeah,
do
that are bad.
Bad, good. You know, experience some things. You know, experience some things.
So, ladies,
know?
MC is so not about to get into a relationship. So, if you're about to do some bad things, it's best you guys link up.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yesterday, no, not yesterday. Sunday there was brunch. You guys were all out. Yeah. Ate some food. A couple of you were packing food for the dogs. Some of you are still the dogs. They're saying, pack the takeaway for my dog, and you know you're the one who's going to eat it later.
Definitely.
Yeah, so there will also be rugby in Walukuba tomorrow. Pirates rugby will be traveling to Walukuba.
Are you going to Walukuba?
Definitely, I'm a pirate. Sea robber to the bone. Why shall I not go to the sea?
Okay.
Yeah, so we shall be going. That
one is, and then we're hosting again.
A very big mistake.
Wikidi.
Wikidi. This man, I don't know, the guys used to be at Waikiki doing bad things. Anyway,
I'm always confused Wikidi to Waikiki. I don't know why.
I think, I don't know. Maybe you have bad intentions.
No. Wikidi.
You already told us you want to do bad things.
Well, if you're with me, or you want to be with me, I'm a good boy. But again, also, you know, you have to find out things, you know. You can't just sit there and be good. Mm. No, you have to go out there, get to know what's good and
so
bad.
So, MC, for the people that want to go out and have fun and turn up and, you know, what should they do? Me, first of all, I think you guys should really be on Twitter. On Twitter, everything is right there, like what is happening, what's going to happen, what happened.
You know? Number one, look good, smell well. Look good.
You know, with all the you're right. With all this heat, everyone also take a shower. You know, you know, use some deodorant.
You know,
take freshen up. Clean chef. Yeah.
These things of going out to the bar, one hoop one to another. You're sweating. You're what? It happens, but at least when you have
shower, to relax, it's good. To relax, it's good. Yeah. So guys, you know, always, you know, for me, what I can say. Just have your phone packed with battery.
You know, if you can, have a power bank.
If you can, then please carry a power bank, if you may. And stay sober. If things get tough, try to drink some water. Tequila can be taking you, and you have to take some water.
Whiskey to forget.
Tequila to remember.
You know?
But if you want to forget, then...
You know,
do you. But for us, we should stick to tequila. Today's tequila Tuesday,
you
know?
You should get yourself some sun fan, you know? Some nice shirts.
Yeah, if you're going out and the sun is too bright.
Your eyes are red, you know, the sun is too bright. Too bright.
So the sun is too proud now. Yeah, but anyway, if the sun is very scorching and you don't want your eyes to hurt from all the light, you can use some sun fan. If you want to look cool, you can use some sun fan. If your eyes are red and you've, you know, been taking a swim somewhere and the chlorine is affecting your eyes, buy some sun fan.
Back to Women's Day. There's this tweet about this chick, you know, who put out a tweet. She's called, I've forgotten her name.
D,
yeah, you know. This chick looks beautiful.
She's a very beautiful woman. You know, don't say she looks beautiful. Say it with your chest.
I've never seen her, so I just saw the picture. So yeah. It was a tweet, and she was just telling women, you know, I don't know why
guys came out. I don't know why it gained a lot of traction. Like, it was supposed to be chill. But I don't know, people made a lot of noise about it and said, you know, this, that, that, this.
I think it's because the other chick had, there's a girl who had...
I want to make it clear that MC is the one speaking now. So MC, you were saying?
Actually, I remember there's this woman who released notes, I think. I think that's where it came out, you know? So instead of seeing women on Twitter, you know, going after the other, I'm like, what's going on? Why do women have to tear each other? Instead of build each other up, you know?
Okay.
I'm just wondering, like, it's Women's Day tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
Like, women, instead of building each other...
So you come in peace.
I'm becoming pissed right now, you know?
No, I mean, you come in peace.
Me? No, I'm pissed at the same time I come in peace.
Who is peace?
I'm kind. Me. Personally, I used to
come in peace.
I'm pissed, first of all.
But you also come in peace.
And I'm coming in peace.
Who is peace?
Good women, I'm telling women, you. Coming,
you're coming
to you
in peace.
In peace, you know? What's going on? It's good. Anyway, listen to me, you know? Back then, women used to, like, build each other up, you know? Do things, you know? Help each other. But then now, tearing each other up.
Man, I really don't understand. You see, this just started with women beating men, beating each other.
Mm-hmm.
There's that girl that slapped the hell out of her friend.
This is almost the husband.
Then there's one that actually did. The one that burnt them in a room. So I don't know, women, I don't know.
I don't understand, man.
I never expected it.
This is why I'm scared of so going to a serious relationship. Then I realized, I'm like, this is an accident. So women, please, you know. Me, I'm just here telling you, like, I'm looking forward to a beautiful lady. You know, you can just be loved. You know?
But then also, you see,
good things.
I believe it doesn't come easy. A lot of times you have to go out and create these people ourselves. You see, a lot of us are going to expect to find finished goods.
Bro,
like,
I am scared.
Let me tell you, I know you are scared. I am too. Hey. I'm a coward. I'm actually a coward.
Hey. Bro.
But then, I mean,
be out there, you're in public, you must.
Let me tell you, it's the ghetto. It's the ghetto. It's the ghetto.
How?
The world is the ghetto.
The world is the ghetto, but. Yeah. If you want to be with me, you gotta go on my rules, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta go on how I roll. If you can't afford, if you can't do it, please, batch out my life.
Anyway, apart from the banter and everything else, we are glad to have you here for our first episode of Small Talks.
You know?
And like we said, small talks about this and that. We're not going to be so particular, but we'll tell you what we have to tell you. Be
if
here.
If you want
to
say something, DM us.
You can always tell us. We're not weird confessions, but if it gets a little weird and you still want to share it, we're here for those confessions. Yeah. Tell us and we'll find a way to put it out there. And yeah, I think that's it. MC, what are we doing today for us to call a chi? Well, today, today is Boogie's birthday. We're going for Boogie's birthday.
And there's karaoke.
And there's also karaoke at the ad.
The ad, you know?
Yeah. Wednesday, what's on for Wednesday? What did we say? There is Lukuva Rugby. There's Wiki D. There is Wiki D and Rugby.
People, please, that's you know the place. Kampala parents, just there in front.
Yeah.
Swing by.
If you didn't go to school, that is your chance. I mean, we're right next to
school. Went for rugby. This girl's like, if you didn't go to Makerere, then there's no talk.
Hey, the other guy, he chopped. He said, idiot. Idiot.
Because
Pirates was winning. Can you imagine?
Anyway.
Oh no, you guys are too passionate. But me, when Manu went past Mukono, that's where I drew the line. I'm like, no, I'll stick to Pirates and KCC.
No.
But anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. See you guys at WikiD. Next stop, Elevator Friday. And I think we should be having rugby on Saturday as well. No, I don't think we should be having a show on Saturday. But Saturday is rugby day.
Rugby day is leg day.
So leg day, we expect
at the same
you
time Legends or Chadundo.
Whichever. Rugby.
You know, rugby will be there.
I think that is it. It's been Ivan and.
But I want to chill. We should chill with coffee.
Where should we go?
People, give us advice, you know?
Tell us where
we should go. Invite us for something.
Yeah, invite us.
Even take us on a treat. We don't mind, you know?
Really don't mind. We also like nice things.
We also exactly. Invite us. We shall give you a vibe.
Every day we can be going to disco. Take us somewhere. Hide us somewhere, you know? Have fun with us.
You know, exactly.
In a good way, in a healthy
way. Personally, me, I'm single, no worries. But
me, I'm single, but I'm still a bit confused about these things of being single. I'm about to quit that shit.
Amma is a Kampala man. That's
what I can say. A Kampala man deserves a Kampala woman. You know, we know how to handle our things.
You know how to handle your things, by the way. That's one thing.
Kampala women, you guys are not missing.
The good thing, both of you know how to handle each other.
But MC, there is that girl of last week.
I lost my phone.
You were in Nyigos. The man was in Nyigos. I don't know how to mention the name.
Bro, they can confuse your mind.
So how do you find Kampala girls?
They are disturbers of the
day. You don't like disturbers of the
day. I do not like disturbers of the
cut. So anyway, guys, thank you for tuning in. I don't know, we've said that like 5 times, but we're very happy to be here.
Yeah.
And we hope that you can tune in again. Next time we shall be a bit more organized. We had to, you know, first of all bring it, you know. But again, I think it makes the whole idea of small talks.
It's a vibe, you know.
It's not very conclusive, but yeah.
Please give us
that one thing that has really caught your attention and you want us to maybe have a longer story about it next time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, give us feedback. Really love feedback and please share. It doesn't cost a thing to share. Like, you know.
Comment, subscribe. No.
Yeah. Support one another.
And also party with Barasha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Peace. Small talks.